At the 2012 National Agricultural Aviation Association Convention, I'm visiting with Greg Guyette with Hemisphere GPS. And Greg, first of all, tell me what you do for the company.
We design guidance systems and everything that goes with that for aerial applicators. And this is part of our air business. We also do ground systems. We do things like machine control, everything from flow control to steering guidance to base stations. Now a new part of what we're getting in, you know, you just asked me a little bit ago about precision agriculture. Really where our systems are moving to, you see things like the Satellite G4 are moving to data management, data movement, real-time systems. That's really what we're bringing to the table now is real-time systems that can do data push-pull, that can immediately move a file from one place to another, immediate record a file. You know, anything that makes aerial applicators or farmers more efficient. And that's, you know, one thing that we've recently done is purchased a company called Ag Junction, which is really, they're probably the some of the best guys that have been able to handle data in the past 10 years. They did early John Deere software, AgFleet, and that's really what we are doing with all our products is pushing the efficiencies. Because the guidance, the GPS, that's all well and good, but anybody can do that now. Lots of people in that arena who can actually manage the data, build the controllers to run the peripherals and move that data around to make companies a lot more efficient.
So are you making your own hardware? You pointed out over here this unit right behind me.
Yes, we make everything from the screens that you see to the light bars all the way down to the receivers. We're one of very few amount of companies that actually design our own centimeter accuracy receiver. So that's Hemisphere GPS, what we put in these, the receivers that we put inside, everything from the crescent to what we call our Eclipse. The Eclipse is actually a centimetric system that runs, of course, RTK signals for our ground-based units.
Here at this convention, let's focus back on NAAA. Trade show seems to be off to a great start. What kinds of things are you talking with these ag aviators about?
Well, fortunately, we had a chance to have a presentation yesterday, so we got, kind of greased the skids and got people talking about our G4 and that what we term our HQ, or headquarters. That's our web-based application that all the data pushes through. So a lot of these other companies that you see around actually do some things with software and data management. And we're able to take our hardware and plug into what they do so we can get them more involved. So what, how we look at ourselves is we don't look at ourselves as competitors to groups like AgSync and Flight Plan Online who do all these great data management and services. We actually see ourselves as collaborators with those guys. So now we can use all the power that they have, deliver it straight to the hardware that the guys are using, and then vice versa. Take all the data that we're pulling off there and deliver it right back to those companies that are working together with our customer base.
So really not focusing on just a one-to-one type of system, but a system that can be very compatible with, like you said, other types of products, services, etc.
Yeah, and that's, and we had a lot of great questions come to us because, what we have a real advantage because we do both air and ground systems. A lot of customers are saying, hey, what about those, those John Deere units that are out there that create the yield maps? How can we get involved in that? And that's the great thing about having the back end that we do. We do lots of stuff in ground systems. We work with John Deere dealers with our ground systems. We own 85% of the aircraft, the aerial application market. So we can really, when that really starts to pay off, is when we have everybody plugged into our system and we're able to take that data, spit it out for someone else to use it, and collect it all. Because, like you say, the days of the standalone systems, they're not efficient enough, and they're just that's a dying breed of the independent person that doesn't have all these the benefits of having their information brought into one location and let different people put their expertise to it. So whether it's an input or taking it and post-processing it, those are becoming valuable pieces of information for guys to run more efficiently.
So besides an ag aviation company, it could be, for your customers, it could be a farmer, could be a co-op, like, say, a Growmark or something?
We work closely with customers, of course, and now we're really working more with retailers, so much with the data movement, because the retailers, of course, find this data instrumental in the way they do business. And so with the retailers' collaboration and the co-ops, of course, we deal a lot with a lot of co-ops now, and their collaboration with the aerial applicators and all the way down to the grower, they can collect that information, and they can, you know, they can put their stamp on it, and they can make sure that all the pieces are really adding up to a better process.
Let's just conclude here, looking ahead. I mean, what should we expect in the future from Hemisphere GPS?
Well, it's really about that data movement. We actually, you know, we term it really a paradigm shift, right? Whereas we've had these old systems that would run on independent tractors or airplanes, and they're just purely guidance systems. But now when we have a chance to talk to people, they see it in a whole new light. They say, well, wow, this is a paradigm shift. This is no longer about the guidance systems and the GPS. This is now about how can I run more efficiently by getting that data there quicker, analyzing it, improving what I'm doing, making it a whole better situation. So that's our entire drive, is going to be toward that collective data movement and putting the different pieces in the different places and letting everybody do their part to make the industry much better as a whole.
All right, well, thank you very much. I've learned a lot, been kind of wanting to meet somebody from Hemisphere for a while now. Glad we had the opportunity. That's Greg Guyette. We are here at the NAAA convention, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman.